Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I have another topic today that requires me to give you today's word count at the beginning of the episode. By the end of writing today, you should have 35,000 words. If you're already there or you're ahead of the game, fantastic! This episode is not for you. Move on to the next podcast in your queue. For the rest of you, there's a question that you might have been asking yourself. Maybe you asked it of yourself at day one. Maybe you asked it when the week two wall hit. Maybe you've stuck it out and you haven't actually asked it until you saw the title of this episode. But you might be asking yourself, should I quit? If you've been listening at all, you already know the answer to that. The answer is a resounding, oh no. No, no. No, no, no. At worst, you should reevaluate what you want from NaNoWriMo. Maybe reduce your goal a little bit. Maybe you let yourself not win NaNoWriMo, but win in a much more vital way for you. And that is that you're writing every day. That you have words because of NaNoWriMo that you would not have if not for this event. No, you should not quit. You should keep writing. No matter what. I know that when I interviewed Carl a while back, he said that there were some instances where quitting was okay, but he's wrong. I love you, Carl, but you're wrong. There is no situation in which someone should quit. I mean, there are situations in which you are physically prevented from writing, but even then, there are ways to continue writing. I mean, I have a boss at work that always insists that people need to learn how to do what I do in case I get hit by a bus. We all know the odds of getting hit by a bus. You know, a car, maybe, but a bus? Come on. But just for the sake of argument, let's say you get hit by a bus. You're in a full body cast for months. There are still ways to write. Maybe you can't have a keyboard and tippy-tippy-tappy-tappy. Maybe you can't have a pencil in your hand and scribble, scribble, scribble. But there are these wonderful inventions called digital recorders. And there's this amazing software called, as an example, Dragon. Your phone has software built into it. The beautiful sound of your voice can be your writing tool. You can dictate your novel. Dragon can translate your novel to text. Anyway, I got off topic there. I'm sorry. The point is, there is no situation in which you should ever quit. Okay? So that answers that question. Now, to the point of the tough love part that I've been promising for the last few days. If you have decided that you're still in this, yay. And if by still in this, you've decided that you still want to hit the 50,000 words, yay. What are you going to do about it? I actually have some experience in this one. For the past 2 years, I had fallen dreadfully behind. And I know that I've told this story, so, you know, bear with me here. And around Thanksgiving week, it occurred to me that if I don't plant myself in a chair and write almost constantly, I am going to not win NaNoWriMo. I'm going to stop saying that I'm going to lose, because if I truly believe that the only way to lose NaNoWriMo is to quit, then I need to stop saying that I'm going to lose if I don't hit 50,000 words. Because you don't. You don't lose. You can't lose as long as you're still in this. As long as you're still writing. Where's that point going to be for you? Where you finally decide, if I want to win NaNoWriMo, I need to plant my butt in a chair and write. I have a little bit of full disclosure. I was not successful in my mission to have all of these done before NaNoWriMo began. And as I normally do, I've been listening to Mer Lafferty's podcast on NaNoWriMo, and she made reference in her first Nano episode to one of the pep talks from, I believe, last year, and how people got upset with the pep talker because of something that she said. But the truth is, what that pep talker said, and what Mer Lafferty says, and what everyone except Dean Wesley Smith will tell you, is absolutely true. Writing is work. If the words are flowing and the story is going and everything is working out the way it's supposed to, it may not feel like work. But when you stop to think about the effort it takes to write 1,667 words a day, every day, for an entire month, that's work. For some people, it doesn't occur to them that it's work until they try to plant their butts in the chair to write, and then it loses its luster for them, and they quit, and they lose. Those of us that successfully hit 50,000 words every year, or even most years, I know some people that don't do it every year, but they do it more than they don't. They're prepared for the work, and they put in the work. So if you are behind the 35,000 word mark by the end of today, and you still want to hit 50,000 on November 30th, you, the person listening to this, that is listening to this because of all of that, you are going to have to roll up your sleeves and get dirty. You are going to have to write words, more words per day than you have so far. I don't know how far behind you are, but I can almost guarantee you that if you really, really want this, you can do it. I know I have for the past 2 years. I really, really wanted it. And when it came time to put up or shut up, as the saying goes, I found it in myself to put up. I don't know what it's going to take for you. I don't know your situation. I don't know how far behind you are. I don't know how you got so far behind. But I know that a lot of people, when it comes down to it, they find a way. I hope you find a way. And if you don't, that's fine. Just keep writing. If you have something that you would like to add to the conversation, maybe you have some advice for the people that are behind. Maybe you're one of the people who are behind and you have a brilliant idea on how you're going to get caught up. Please, I want you to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast, as always, at darrenblake.net. This thing we do in November, this NaNoWriMo thing, it is not easy. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but it's work. Put in your work, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.